What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP's Phillies 24/7 channel. And first, first series loss in, and I talked about this, by the way, I'm recording this Sunday night for a Monday morning episode, but I just talked about it earlier on Sunday morning, you know, losing the second game of the series to the Brew Crew. First series loss in a couple of weeks, and stands that way as the first, the Phillies get swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. It was not a pretty series without Bryce Harper. And I mean, this is the first sweep for the Phillies since getting swept by, the New York Mets way back in the third week of April, if I'm sitting here correctly, and I'm about 99.9% sure here that I am. So, you know, with it being the first sweep since the Mets series, it's good because they've at points had, you know, if not the best record in baseball, one of the best records in Major League Baseball. So they've been right there, you know, as one of the best teams in Major League Baseball in the month of May. But man, there are some, I've come to a realization of something after this series, and maybe it's because of Bryce Harper not being in the lineup, and maybe that pointed to something more obvious to me. And I'm going to tell you what that is in about, a couple of minutes, and because I have a big takeaway, I have two takeaways from, you know, specifically this game and the weekend and really almost the past week. But I have a huge takeaway from this game and, from this game this past week. And I'm going to tell you what that is in just a little bit. But we have some other things that we need to take care of. Obviously, I have to update you on the Bryce Harper injury, all of that. And there are some other news besides Bryce here to get to. So before I get to the main topic of today, which I want to give you my main takeaway from this game and series, stay tuned for that. But just recap key moments of last of this afternoon's game, and bottom of the first, bottom of the second, Phils will get a couple of runs on a JT RBI single, Schwarber check swing RBI single. Top of the fifth, though. Defense was a point of emphasis for the Phillies in this game. Top of the fifth, the Brewers would get an RBI on a Jackson Churio ground out. That was a force out, and a run would come home. Top of the seventh, a couple of defensive mishaps, especially a big one by Trey Turner. One from Weston Wilson, one from Trey Turner. We'll definitely get into those in a couple of minutes. But in the seventh inning, that would lead to three runs in the inning for the Brewers. They would take the lead and they would not look back. In the top of the ninth, they would get an insurance run from Bryce Terang, who would hit an RBI single to right field that would score Joey Ortiz. And the Phillies would lose this game 5-2 to Milwaukee. And, just from the series overall, Phillies lost the first game of the series 6-2 on Friday night. And then the big one was the Phillies losing to the Brewers 17-7. And, Rhys Hoskins having a couple of three-run bombs. And, it was not a good day for Jesus Luzardo. It was not a good day for Phillies pitching overall. So the Brewers would win that game 17-7. And then today, like I just mentioned, the Phillies would lose to the Brewers 5-2. So a three-game sweep and the first time Phillies get swept in over a month. Back when they got swept by the New York Mets at Citi Field. So it's been a while, and Brewers sweep the Phillies this weekend in three games. So the news on Bryce Harper and a couple of others here. So according to Matt Gelb on Twitter earlier, it was right before the game, somewhere a little bit before the game, Matt Gelb tweeted that Bryce Harper expects to play Tuesday in Toronto. Phillies are off Monday. He's feeling much better. Mick Abel is starting Thursday. Taiwan Walker is going to the bullpen. He will be a one-inning reliever. Phillies want to try it. That was the end of the tweet. So we're going to get Bryce, and I think it was the right move. Bryce is going to play Tuesday in Toronto, and then And then Taiwan going to try to establish a role in the bullpen for him and bring him back Mick Abel after his big start a couple of weeks ago against Pittsburgh, historical start. They're going to give him another shot here and slot him into the rotation, I guess, until Aaron Nola gets back, who is progressing probably towards a rehab outing. And then also Rob Thompson, piggybacking off the Harper news, Rob Thompson, which I think this was post game, said, we feel like he's going to be ready for Tuesday. Quote, we feel like he's going to be ready for Tuesday. And that was from Tim Kelly from Juan Patterson, who always does a great job. And so Rob Thompson, providing an update on Bryce there and Matt Gell before the game. It looks like Bryce is going to play in Toronto. So Gelb tweeting out, Harper expects to play Tuesday in Toronto. Thompson saying we feel like he's going to be ready for Tuesday. Again, I think it's the right move just to be safe with Bryce. I think that's the correct way to play, is to be as safe as possible that you can with Bryce Harper. So two takeaways from this game. And again, I will get to my big takeaway from the weekend overall in just a couple of minutes here. So stay tuned right after I give you this first one. I'm normally not a huge proponent of defense being like a ginormous factor and where a team necessarily finishes at the end of the regular season, whether in the division or whatnot, whatever your record is. I don't think that necessarily like really good or just, I don't know. I don't think that defense is a huge factor. I think what it comes down to is, your bats, how you're starting pitching, and your bullpen does overall as a team. I don't think it's not a factor, but I don't think sometimes people talk about defense in a way where I don't think it's as huge of a deal as people make it out to be. But in this case, though, I can't ignore the defense from today from the Phillies, because it was a factor in them losing. It was. Now, I think more of a factor was them only, providing two runs to Ranger Suarez and to the rest of the bullpen that included Kirkering, Strom, and Romano. And I just can't ignore the defense. I mean, that seventh inning specifically, where the Phillies lost this game. The offense and the defense were the lineup wasn't there, and you only got the couple of runs, and the defense was not good. Weston Wilson, it's not like he's an everyday player. I'm not saying that, but I mean, man, he got to make a bit of a better play on that ball in left field where Caleb Durbin who hit that fly ball out to left field, and that started the inning where Durbin gets to second base, and then Trey Turner, who I don't think is as bad as people make him out to be, I think he's been okay this year defensively. I think he's been pretty solid, but I can't ignore some of these plays he makes, like in key situations, or just some of these plays are just so routine. I mean, he makes that play, they get out of the inning, and you still have the lead at that point. Now, again, like, I don't want to excuse the offense not being able to plate more than two runs, across for the starting pitching and the bullpen, but man, you make that play. It's obvious, though. You watch the game. Trey makes that play. You're out of the inning. You're out of the inning at that point. It's just something that I can't ignore. And then the Brewers, their middle infield with Ortiz and Terang, they were making fantastic plays. Not that I know I'm zoning in on this one game, but I can't watch this game and say that the Phils. The defense didn't factor into this because it did. And then I didn't even mention this. I forgot to mention that even earlier in the game, we didn't think it was that big of a huge of a deal at the time, but you look back at it, and technically, I guess it wasn't like a huge factor, but still, even just to get it started, is Edmundo Sosa in that force out in the fifth where Jackson Chourio grounded into a force out at third base and Joey Ortiz would score from third, Sosa could have made that play at home and got Ortiz out. I think he wouldn't have, it wouldn't even been all that close. And like, you got to know that Jackson Chourio is extremely fast. Like, he's, I believe last time I checked, I mean, Chourio is leading the, or I thought he was, okay, he's leading the National League in doubles, but you know, he's quick. He's very quick. I mean, Turner, who should have been a little faster on that, play out, when Chourio legged out an infield single. Like, you just got to know who's at the plate. Like, Chourio's fast. You just got to know who you have at the plate there. So, I mean, sprint speed, 92nd percentile, Jackson Chourio. So you got to know who you have at the plate. And Sosa gets him out, gets Ortiz out at home. You got to know Churio's fast. You're probably not going to make the double play, which they didn't. They only get the runner out at second. And, I mean, that started the scoring for Milwaukee. I didn't think it would be huge, but it, you know, played it a run for him. So, you know, defense wasn't great in this game. You look at the Phillies overall defensively this year, overall, just at least metrically, 24th in outs above average overall, 29th in defensive run save. That was at least coming into the game today. So the defense has not been all that great. And, kind of showed today. Defense, you couldn't ignore it. You really could not ignore this team and the defense that they played in this game. So that was my number one takeaway. So, I mean, we're not number one. Actually, I mean, that was one of my takeaways. But the big number one takeaway from this game, this weekend, and, you know, the last 5 or 6 days since the Atlanta series without Bryce Harper, is that I'm at the point I initially wanted two back-end bullpen pieces, and I said, you got to get two back-end bullpen pieces that you can trust. I'm at the point where I don't think I'm overreacting. I really don't think that I am. Just looking at overall where this offense is, I think I'm at the point right now where I'm looking ahead to the trade deadline in the next 2 months. Phillies need one back-end bullpen piece, and they need one impact bat too. I'm not locking in on necessarily names. I'm not saying they should go after Kyle Tucker and just sell the farm just to get Kyle Tucker. I don't think they should do that. But I'm at the point where you need a bullpen piece and you need a bat. And it starts with, you know, watching this week. I don't trust this, especially without Harper in the lineup. Man, this lineup is, it's not all that. I don't think it's bad offense without Harper, but I don't have a huge level of trust like I have in the last couple of years. And I put the Phillies offense into three tiers. First tier, tier number one, Harper, the guys that I trust the most, that I can really trust. And even though Bryce is kind of, didn't have a great April, but, you know, got it going, I put Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber as into the tier of the guys that I can really trust. So only two guys that I can really trust. Tier number two is guys that I don't know if solidly trust is the term, but I'm just going to use that. Solidly trust. I can trust Trey Turner. I feel like even though Trey has been kind of up and down, you know, in his Phillies career somewhat, I still look at the numbers overall for Trey and the way that he's going this year. And, you know, he's on pace for somewhere, I still think, around 200 hits, you know, 30 to 40 stolen bases, you know, hitting for, you know, around 300, you know, a good OPS. Like, I can solidly trust Trey Turner, but those are three guys that I can solidly trust and only two guys I can really, really, really trust. Tier three is all guys that I'm just like not sure about. JT, I don't know if I'm right there to say I think by the All-Star break, if JT really doesn't get it going at all, I think I'm out on JT. I mean, look at his numbers since, you know, finishing top 10 in MVP voting in 22. He has been an average hitter. Really has. And so JT, I don't feel great about. Stott, you know, look at his time and overall, you know, since he's been called up to the majors and how he's been this year. I don't know. He's been okay. okay, I guess. Max Kepler has been okay so far. Johan Rojas, I mean, I don't even know with Johan. Sometimes I feel great, and then a lot of times I feel like I just don't feel great about Johan. Castellanos has just been okay. Nick Castellanos has been okay. And then Brandon Marsh has been good since he came back up from injury. But, like, think about it. That third tier of guys that I'm just kind of okay on, that I'm not out on any of these guys, but I'm just okay on. This offense isn't what I maybe initially thought it was going to be. And if that's the case, I need at least a bat. And I don't know who it's going to be, because the market isn't all that crazy, at least outfield wise too, outside of Kyle Tucker. And with Tucker, you'd have to sell the farm. And I don't think I'm willing to do that, because I care about the future as well. And I mean, somebody that, you know, off the top of my head was Ryan O'Hearn, but I don't know, even O'Hearn, like, I like, but I don't know. I want somebody that's a tier above O'Hearn, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, throughout the next, you know, obviously the weeks and next couple of months, we'll really get into this. We'll dive into it, but they need a bat, and I think it's somebody that I can trust. And again, I initially wanted, on the bullpen front, I initially wanted the two back end arms, like I'd mentioned. And I think if you, I don't want to, I think you're going to have to give up a lot to get like two back end arms that I really like and an impact bat. I'm not willing to give up all that. I think where I am with the bullpen is, I think come postseason time, you know, you'll have your four in Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, and Lizardo, and then you can move Ranger to the bullpen, and you have Taiwan in the bullpen. And then I think Andrew Painter, once he's probably called up, and then you move him to the bullpen in October, and then maybe Mick Abel's in that conversation. We'll see. I don't know how much I'm like sold on that yet, but that's potential there too. But I think you can load up enough for the middle and the front end to maybe where some of those guys you could, you know, fiddle around with in the next, like, you know, 3 or 4 months. And you can see if they might be able to, maybe they can be protection guys for, you know, maybe you can fill them in for a high leverage spot. We'll see. Maybe you feel comfortable enough to do that. And then plus get somebody like maybe a Ryan Helsley, or maybe someone like a Felix Bautista, someone I'd feel good about, you know, in seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. I think that this is where I am. This is where I am right now. Need a bullpen piece, and you need a bat instead of two bullpen pieces. That's where I am right now. But I would love to know where you are. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Let me know your thoughts. What do the Phillies need potentially? What are they going to need? Because they're going to need stuff. They do. Because I don't trust the offense enough as it is right now. And I obviously don't trust the bullpen where we stand at the moment. So I would love to know your thoughts. Again, tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Okay, a little tiny, tiny preview, because they do have the day off, and I wanted to get a lot off there after the Brewers series. But they do have a 3-game set starting in Toronto. They're going to be out for 3 games in Toronto. No more 2-game sets against Toronto. And they'll be out at Pittsburgh to end the week. But it will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday, 7:07, Zach Wheeler versus Belden Francis. Wednesday at 7:07, Christopher Sanchez and Jose Barrios. And then Thursday at 3:07, a afternoon game that will feature Mick Abel, like I had mentioned, going up against Toronto's Chris Bassett. So Phils will play the Blue Jays next series. The Blue Jays 31-28, second in the American League East right now. Their bullpen has actually really been the strength of this team as far as just ranking wise. Their ERA ranks 8th right now in Major League Baseball. Starting pitching not so great, 24th in ERA, and then their offense 17th in runs scored, while they've been 9th in batting average and 8th in on base percentage. That's at least was coming into a Sunday morning. So next series at Toronto. How about a little bit of around Major League Baseball today? I don't think the Dodgers Yankees went final. Maybe it did. No, that was yesterday. Let me double check. 6-1. I had it on earlier, and the Yankees were winning, and they went final. So Yankees won and beat the Dodgers 7-3, but National League East scores first before we get to the rest of Major League Baseball. Atlanta, the Braves, lost to the, I almost said the Boston Braves, well, because Boston was playing the Braves, but the Red Sox beat the Braves in Atlanta. That was a 3-1 score. And then the Mets beat the Rockies 5-3. The Rockies are on pace for about maybe 30 wins this year. That might be even being nice. I don't know. The Marlins lost 4-2 to San Fran. That game was at home for the Marlins, and they took a loss. And then the Washington Nationals, they got a, or they lost 3-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. I feel like, am I missing a score? Washington, Atlanta, Miami, and the Mets. Yeah, I said all of them. Okay, so the rest of Major League Baseball, the Rangers won at home 8-1 over the Cardinals. The Orioles got a 3-2 win over the White Sox. Orioles victory in Camden Yards. The Blue Jays, who the Phils are going to see next. Blue Jays got an 8-4 win over the A's in Toronto. The Guardians were at home against the Angels, and they got a 4-2 win. Kansas City, man, Detroit just continues to, I mean, unbelievable. Detroit 1-0, continue to have the best record in Major League Baseball. It has just been unbelievable to this point. And then as we keep rolling along here, Tampa Bay, they got shut out by Houston 1-0. That game was down in Houston. The Cubs got a 7-3 victory over the Reds at Wrigley. And then the Seattle Mariners, the M's got a 2-1 win at home over the Minnesota Twins. That was a 2-1 victory. And then the Padres, 6-4 over Pittsburgh. San Diego wins at home. And then, like I mentioned, Yankees with a 7-3 victory in LA to salvage that last game in the series after the Dodgers took the first two games of this series. So that's going to do it for this episode of Phillies Today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, you can follow me on X at @Rojas_media_. Just keep it locked in to Phillies 24/7. Kyle Forsini, Dan Wilson, Dan Buzz Wilson, and Justin Morgenstein also all do an amazing job on the channel, so stay tuned for them. I will be back on Thursday. That will do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.